I haven't been on a golf course in a while. Back home in Wisconsin, I kind of built a little green with a couple tee boxes, so my brothers and I have had some competitions out there. But so I'd say I'm looking at about a 68 today, 69, yeah, somewhere in that range. So, you know, first round of the year, knocking off some rust.
You get mulligans at your little two-hole deal or one-hole deal?
It's my house, so yeah, I get all the mulligans I need back there. But I'm told my team bought as many mulligans as they can buy today, so I'm sure we'll be using them all on me, and it'll be a wonderful day.
What do you think about helping Texas raise money today?
It's great. It's always fun. You know, it's cool. All the guys come out here and buy into it and obviously raise a ton of money for kids, so it's a lot of fun. It's great that the team does this, that Mr. McNair is so generous to put it on, and I know he's incredibly generous. Him and Janice are so incredibly generous with their time and money, so we're very fortunate to have such a good owner.
Speaking of Christmas, will be a big deal for you guys. Family with TJ coming to town. Just your thoughts on that game and him getting drafted?
Yeah, it'll be very cool. It's obviously it's pretty incredible, and it's still wild to all of us to have all three of us in the NFL right now, and TJ's getting geared up to go to OTAs, so it's really exciting time, and my parents are trying to figure out their fall travel schedule, so it's like it's a lot of fun. It's really cool, and Christmas Day is definitely going to be something special.
Yeah, no injuries are the same, but Nene just got diagnosed with a left groin tear, adductor tear.
Oh, man.
What's he going to be going through?
I saw that, and it's so tough, and especially at this time of the year and the way those guys are playing, it's so tough, and he's obviously been an integral part of that team. So obviously you feel for him, and I hope he has a very speedy recovery. And then also I saw about Pat's grandfather. So I send all my best to Pat and his family and all the well wishes and condolences to them. So I hope that everything goes well with those guys and send my best.
You're such a big fan of Pat, to see him go out there and compete and do what he did last night. The emotion afterwards was...
Yeah, I think, you know, knowing Pat and knowing how much of a competitor he is and knowing how much the game and everything means to him, I think... you know, in those types of situations, you never expect anybody to play. It's such a tough time. It's such a tough thing. Everybody handles it their own way. I think Pat, obviously a very emotional time, but to see him go out there and put it on the line for his team and for the city, it means a lot, and I think people appreciate and respect that very much.
What's the final trash talking like heading up to Saturday?
It's getting very heated. Now guys are starting to get practice sessions in for Saturday's softball game. We start to bring softballs and gloves out to NRG to practice in the practice fields at the end of the day. Guys are starting to get in. I've noticed shipments of like Kareem. Honest to God, Kareem has at least two brand new baseball gloves and at least two brand new pairs of cleats. For one, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's incredible. So it's getting heated. The cup just made its first appearance at my house, and I looked at the totals, and it is 2-2. The series is tied 2-2. Offense won last year 4-3. So it's going to be a big one, guys. I don't know if you guys realize this. I mean, the NBA playoffs are going on, but there's a pretty big softball game on Saturday. So get ready.
So since you wouldn't throw this dog a bone, you know, tell the group who's throwing out the first pitch.
I can't say who's throwing out the first pitch, but I can say I'll give it to you, Mark. Good job. You got everybody a bone. Arnold Schwarzenegger will be coming to the game. He's going to be out there, so we're going to have a pretty cool I'm working on some logistics. I have something really cool in mind for him, so I'm trying to see if we can do it. But Arnold will be coming, and then Simone Manuel will also be involved, an Olympic gold medalist. So we're really excited about that. It's an incredible event, so hopefully everybody comes out.
Are they both throwing out?
Yeah, Arnold's the best, man. Arnold, he has his own – he has this thing called After School All-Stars, which is basically it's very similar to what we do with my foundation, but he does – obviously he's incredible. He's all over the world. He helps kids after school all the time, so it's very near and dear to his heart. So he's coming into town. I believe he's going to speak at UH on Friday night. He's going to come out to our game on Saturday. So it's really special, and I'm very fortunate to have the Terminator come to town.
So he's throwing out the first pitch?
He's not throwing out the first pitch, no. He's a bodybuilder, not a pitcher. So so I think there will be some sort of handoff. I believe we're going to have Simone Manuel throw out the first pitch, so that will be great. But Arnold will be involved, and have him talk to the crowd. I mean, you can't have Arnold come and not have him talk. So we're going to have him come and I think just speak on the importance of after-school athletics because he has so much experience with it and he knows how special and important it is.